B-Pod Studios.
It's time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me? What is it? The hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's keep going.
Sound off.
Yep, time for sound off. 610-771-9705. The sound off line is provided to you. If you got something to say, and you want to get something off your chest real quick, you don't want to maybe wait on hold to get it on the air, you can always publish it on our sound off line, and we review all of them, and we find out what's up and move the ones to the head of the class that play on the Mike Mussinelli Show. Let's kick it for today.
Mike, I heard you. The pass sets up the run. I have to disagree with you. Because number one, Mike, you got to protect the quarterback, and not just with the offensive line, but with the running game. Because when you have a running game, you don't expose your quarterback.
Hey, let me ask you a question. You follow the NFL, right? How many teams use the run instead of the pass anymore? What's your calendar say? Does it say 2,000? Come on. This team right here, stacked up, they got a nice running attack. I get it. But they're going to throw the ball more than they're going to run it.
So the guy who called in to criticize you for the way you handled your interview with microphone guy, yes, when he found out it was Mike Scott, he said, get me in touch with the Sixers so he could apologize. But what if it was Joe Blow from Main Street in Mania? What would he have done then?
Well, we discussed that. And it's the one thing I regret about the interview, that maybe I should have pressed him on that part of it. But again, I wanted the guy just to talk, and I didn't want to get in the way. So that's the way I tried to handle it.
What gives Kobe Bryant a right to ask some young lady, a seventh grader, that wants to pursue a career in dance, and maybe she likes basketball as a hobby? This guy is a total fraud.
Oh, Kobe taking some shots.
Good. Talk about a child, Kobe.
He gets carried away with the competitiveness, I think. Right? At this stage of his life.
Jordan
right?
did, too. That's why he had some falling outs with family members. Yeah, Jordan did, too.
He let the competitiveness go. Just, you know, you got kids now, Kobe, right? How old are Kobe's kids?
One's, like, in high school.
Really?
And then he has a young, all girls. And he has one that was, like, within a year old.
Oh, he has all girls?
All girls.
Oh, man.
And he coaches them all.
No Kobe boy?
No Kobe boy. I think that's why he had this recent one. Nope.
Oh.
All girls.
Well, Bron's got one up on him.
So does Wade.
Yep.
There are many reasons why Bryce Harper is paid $30 million a year. But one of those reasons is not to hit into a double play with the game on the line that has playoff implications, bases loaded, one out. Ridiculous.
Well, it's hard. And listen, if you hit a ball hard, there's a chance it's going to be a double play. So it's not like you can, you know, you're up there going, I think I'll hit into a double play. Like, that's not the way it works.
He smoked it, but he hit it right to second base.
Yeah, chances are you're going to hit it hard. It may be like they're four infielders there. So, it's not his fault.
A.B. Antonio Brown gets to practice for the Patriots and accused rapist. That's just a bad look for the NFL. A very bad look.
Well, you're going to play Sunday, and we'll see what happens. See what the NFL decides to do. I asked the okay guy. He didn't say okay on our line.
Not allowed.
Oh, he's not allowed to say okay?
That was a rule from the midday. He can call all sounds off, but he's not allowed to say okay. Rule.
All right.
I just heard what you said, Mike, about Klentek coming back, McPhail, and even Kraplin. Well, if that's the case, and Middleton is that stupid that he can't see what these three morons are doing to that team, then every Philly fan should boycott the Phillies until Middleton wises up and fires these three fools.
Yeah, well, again, I said earlier, if Middleton fires his front office, it makes him look ridiculous. And to quote Waltz from The Godfather, and a man in my position cannot afford to be made to look ridiculous. pretty good. That was pretty good waltz,
wasn't it?
That was
pretty good.
I love man waltz.
You're going to mess around and have a horse head in your bed.
The Paul Antonio Brown. It blows my mind how many people think that he's guilty without any evidence coming out. I mean, there's text messages that came out supposedly. That does not make somebody guilty. As much as people want to hate this guy because he's a diva, that does not make somebody guilty.
Well, you're right, but you get less of the benefit of the doubt when, you know, there are other incidents. So he has nobody to blame but himself. I don't think the whole world's going to be behind him right now. He's been pushing the envelope for a while now. So, yeah, they're prejudging him, and it's not right, but he cooked his own goose.
How about this, microphone guy? Keep your tailgating spot, get back out there for the next game against Detroit, and just turn the page. Try to do some good things and help out other tailgaters. And show them how we can really be in Philly. Don't be a coward and just disappear because you don't want to face the criticism.
I don't think he's doing that. I think he thinks he has to punish himself. And the best way to punish himself in his mind is to just give up his fun in the tailgate area. You know? Whatever. Close it.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. You got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are the limits?
Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets up.
Alrighty, that is sound off, and then we got to close it up. Stay tuned. The Cousins Corner is next, live from Parks on the NBC Sports Philly side. Stay tuned for Quick Slants and Philly's pregame show and Philly's baseball. Have a great night, everybody. Talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.